Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, July 3rd. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Our Word of the Week for today is titled, This is My Song. And our scripture reading comes from Psalm 22, verses 27 and 28, which says, All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before God. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and God rules over the nations. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, the day we celebrate our nation's independence and the freedoms we enjoy in the United States. One of my favorite songs in our United Methodist hymnal is titled, This is My Song. The words of the first verse say, This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. Lloyd Stone, who was a school teacher, wrote the first two verses of This Is My Song in 1934. The words were a song of hope for all the nations during a brief time of peace between two world wars. I appreciate the author acknowledging love for his own country, but also acknowledging the love others feel around the world for their nations. In 1939, Georgia Harkness, a Methodist theologian and one of the first women ordained in the Methodist Church, was asked to write a third verse to the hymn. The verse she wrote is a prayer with words that flow from the Lord's Prayer. The third verse turns the hymn into a prayer for peace in the midst of the world God loves, by saying, This is my prayer, O Lord of all earth's kingdoms. Thy kingdom come, on earth thy will be done. Let Christ be lifted up, till all shall serve him, and hearts united learn to live as one. In this week that we offer our prayers of gratitude for our country and its independence and freedoms, may the words of This Is My Song be words of prayer that we can offer for God's people of all the nations. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.